She took another step, struck the hood of a dark green Buick, and began to sink slowly behind it as her knees buckled. It was like watching a submarine go down, Sully thought, only instead of a periscope, all that would be sticking up after she was out of sight would be the stubby antenna of that cordless phone. "Carol?" he whispered, but it couldn't be her. No one he'd known as a kid, no one he'd ever slept with, had been destined to die from injuries inflicted by a falling telephone. Surely. People were starting to scream and yell and shout. Mostly the shouts seemed to be questions. Horns were honking, engines were revving, just as if there were some place to go. Besides Sully, the driver of the Mack 16-wheeler was goosing his power plant in big rhythmic snorts. A car alarm began to wibble-wobble. Someone howled in either pain or surprise. A single trembling white hand clutched at the hood of the dark green Buick. There was a tennis bracelet on the wrist. Slowly the hand and the bracelet slid away from Sully. The fingers of the woman who had looked like Carol gripped at the edge of the hood for a moment, then disappeared. Something else fell, whistling, out of the sky. "Get down!" Sully screamed. "Oh, fuck, get down!" The whistling rose to a shrill, ear-splitting pitch, then stopped as the falling object struck the hood of the Buick, bashing it downward like a fist and popping it up from beneath the windshield. The thing poking out of the Buick's engine compartment appeared to be a microwave oven. From all around him, there now came the sound of falling objects. It was like being caught in an earthquake that was somehow going on above the ground instead of in it. A harmless shower of magazines fell past him, 17, and GQ, and Rolling Stone, and Stereo Review. With their open, fluttering pages, they looked like shot birds. To his right, an office chair dropped out of the blue, spinning on its base as it came. It struck the roof of a Ford station wagon. The wagon's windshield blew out in milky chunks. The chair rebounded into the air, tilted, and came to rest on the station wagon's hood. Beyond that, a portable TV. A plastic clothes basket would look like a clutch of cameras with the straps all tangled together, and a rubber home plate fell on the slow lane and into the breakdown lane. The home plate was followed by what looked like a Louisville Slugger baseball bat. A theater-sized popcorn popper shattered into glittering shards when it hit the road.